Mr. Brian the Cashman over there. Brian, good to see you again.
Good seeing you too, John.
It's been a couple weeks since we've gotten to chat together.
It has been. It has been. I'm missing this.
I miss it too. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I worried because I think the last time I saw you was the Cash Bash.
Yes.
The price of gold was maybe the peak that day. I think.
Correct.
It was like 45 something.
Yep.
And people walked in with shoeboxes full of stuff. They had no idea how much it was worth. One couple walked out with like $9,600.
Yeah.
And then the price went down a bit in gold, and I wondered if you were boycotting our program.
No, not at all. You know, we of course take precautions and hedge that
ahead
of time. So.
It has since leveled out. We're around 4,100, 4,200, and could see a period of kind of vacillating in a range. That's
correct,
what gold did before, too, right?
Correct. It's kind of repeating what it has kind of done in the past, where it... You know, 38, 42, kind of be hitting around in these numbers, I think, for a while.
I remember texting you wondering, okay, when it went down to 38 or 39, I forget where it went recently, did all of a sudden people rush to the store because they wanted to make sure they didn't miss out on the big gains, or did they pull back a little bit and worry, well, I'm going to try and see if it gets above four again?
Yes.
Mix of both.
Yeah, you get both. You get the people like, oh, I wish I would have sold it then, but I got, you know, I'm going to sell it now. Which is always not necessarily a bad thing, because you got to remember, there's always a chance that it could go lower.
100%.
You know, and then of course, hey, we had some recovery, it's come back, and and again, we're still having, we had a absolute crazy rush this morning. It was nonstop with people bringing in any, you know, gold jewelry, broken stuff. I mean, it didn't matter. We even had gold teeth, so.
I haven't seen that in person yet, Brian.
Next time you come by, I'll save a few pieces for you.
No, next Cash Bash,
we'll have... You can try them out.
Next Cash Bash, we'll have someone on hand to pull the gold tooth for people.
There you go.
Live in front of all of us.
Professional dentist.
Professional dentist in the back. You already have a jeweler that helps you fix and do jewelry
pieces.
Do
the repairs.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Right there on site. So that's always nice.
Need a dentist, too. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. 630-969-9600. Have some texts coming on in. You ready to take a couple questions?
Sure. Let's go.
We get this one every now and again. Do you have a good place, if not your place, that sells or buys Waterford crystal glassware?
We do buy Waterford. You are absolutely more than welcome to bring it on by and have us review it and take a look at it.
Do people want it still?
Yeah, there's still some demand. A lot of people will buy a piece that was broken of theirs to replace, you know, and that makes it nice, makes it easy that way.
Okay. How about a Kurt Cobain signed Fender?
I would love to see it. Absolutely would love to see that. Key thing, because there are so many counterfeits with that, it is a definite must.
You know how much of an idiot it is? I thought they meant like a car fender.
Oh.
I Googled Fender to see, like, what am I thinking? That's the guitar.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, it is, John.
That's how little I know about, I know a lot about music. I don't know much about.
About the instruments? That's okay.
I know some about the instruments, not guitars. That's what
right.
I'm saying.
Right. It's not a problem. I mean, it happens. But yeah, signed Fender guitar. So that definitely would be a major piece. Major piece.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is Kurt Cobain stuff in?
Oh, very much. Highly collectible. Would be quite a bit of...
Did he sign a lot of stuff? I know he died pretty young, so...
Yes, 27.
Tragically, at that age.
Oh, yeah.
And I know a lot of people that grew up with Kurt Cobain. Like, I mean, I was right around then. I'm born in 84, so he was a little bit before me, but it was all what the cool kids listened to.
Correct.
Was Nirvana, now a lot of us are older now and ready to buy some of those collectibles.
Absolutely.
For Brian, Swarovski, am I saying that right? Crystal figurines. I think we were there when someone brought one.
Yes,
of those in.
Yeah, we do buy the Swarovski crystal figurines. Ideally, if you happen to have the original boxes, etc., it's always good to have that. Gets you a little edge, gets you a little extra money for it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Got a caller. I don't know if you buy this or if you're allowed to. So let's get Doug on the line. Doug, what do you have?
Okay, so my grandfather left me something he bought in the 50s, which is, it says Captain Ahab or Moby Dick or something on it. It's two whale's teeth made into a
scrimshaw,
bottle opener and a corkscrew.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. So it's ivory from a whale.
Correct. Yeah, we could definitely take a look at that. I'd be more than happy to review it and... you know, see what we can do for you. That style, as they call that, scrimshaw.
Scrimshaw, okay. Yes. Yeah, because I imagine ivory is not something people... I mean, I'm sure
elephant
there's a
trait. Elephant ivory is no.
That's a no-go.
That's just no-go.
Okay. 312-981-7200 is our number. Get on the line now. I see some texts coming in, some callers too. 630-969-9600 is Brian the Cash Man's number. More with him after we get a look at traffic and weather on a little bit return to some chilly temperatures, Mayor. How are we looking right now?
Down to 45 tonight. Decreasing clouds, low 38. Sunny tomorrow and a high of 60 degrees. Still very heavy on the inbound Kennedy. Hour and 5 minutes from O'Hare and 26 only outbound. Eden still slow in from 2. Eisenhower 25 heading outbound, 44 inbound with those heavy delays. Mannheim into about Austin. Stevenson is slow into County Line Road. It's 32 minutes in from the Tri-State. Dan Ryan 25 to 95th. Also slow on northbound 355. That earlier accident north of Army Trail has been cleared. I'm Mary Vandeveld from the Chevy Drive Chicago.com Traffic Center.
Brian the Cash Man at AmeriCash, helping turn your old gold into evergreen green, the kind that never goes out of season. Brian, I've now seen you do it a couple times at Cash Bashes and when I went to visit the store. You love hearing people's stories.
Oh, yeah.
It is such a personal thing. Like, what I envisioned what it would be like there was, now that I know you, I know how it would
go. Right, right.
I just thought it would be like, here's this, and you look at it, and you go, X amount of dollars, take it or leave it, bye. But, like, you like hearing the story from someone. In fact, sometimes the story makes
absolutely
a difference.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's always interesting to hear, you know, how people acquired things or where it came from and being able to put that with the items, you know, it can make it interesting. You know, certain stuff, obviously, your broken earring,
you don't have to tell the whole story. Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, sometimes somebody will come in and they have an autograph from a, you know, person and they'll tell the story of where or when they met them, and that's always makes
sweet
things, you know, fun and exciting. And
well, this is emotional stuff sometimes for people to give up, and I always feel like you're just such a nice guy generally, but then I've witnessed people tearing up a little bit while talking through it, and you give them space, you give them time to think, you let them know, and you make it very clear, hey, you don't have to, like, I'm just telling you what it is, and I think that makes a difference for people, because I bet there's listeners out there that have something that is valuable to them.
Sure.
It might be a little cherished, but maybe they need the cash, or maybe it's really, it's valuable in their head, but maybe not so much in their heart. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, right. Correct.
You think it's cherished memory, but you haven't looked at it. It's been the shoebox for 20 years.
Right.
Is it really that cherished to you, or would that person who maybe passed it down want you to turn that into some money that you can use in the immediate, right?
I can tell you, and nine times out of ten, they're going to say, you know, if you need to sell it, sell it. They would.
The person would, right?
Oh, they absolutely would. Yeah, there's no question to that.
And that's a broad statement. There's a lot of stuff that is so cherished you would never give it up.
Oh,
totally
for sure.
Understand it. I just mean that I think for some people, they're like, I'm doing them wrong if I were to sell this.
Well, we had a customer that had come in, and it was a gentleman that had come in. Try to do this in broad strokes here without saying anybody's personal information.
Uh-huh.
But he come in, he had shopped around, and he actually ended up selling me this stuff. He goes, man, you really, you know, pay very fair prices. I said, well, thank you. I said, that's what we try to do. And it was about 6 months after that we come to find out his wife actually came in. And what we didn't know is at the time he had terminal cancer, and the gentleman had passed away.
Mm.
But he had left a note to his wife and his son, older son, and had, you know, said, hey, in this note, he was very blunt. If you are still interested in collecting these coins, by all means, please keep them and continue collecting them. But if you do not want to collect them anymore, feel free to sell them and do whatever you wish. He wanted to make sure that he left that note so it was a guilt-free reasoning to, and I feel, in my heart of hearts, most people would actually would say the same thing. Even if they didn't leave a note or if they could, that's exactly what they would say. Hey, if you need it and you want to do something else that's going to bring you joy, then do it. Sell it, get rid of it. And then we took care of his wife. He had a very vast collection. It was huge. He put a nice note in there about us as well and said, this is
sweet.
The guy to come to and he'll take care of you. But you know, and that's not the first letter like that I've, you know, witnessed. And several when going way back with my father, has had that several times, you know, in his shop where people would leave a letter, please go see, you know, this guy, he's the fairest. And
oh, that means a lot to you.
Oh, yeah.
That trust. And I also, what a lesson for anyone, if you are maybe giving some of your stuff to your kids or grandkids, maybe leave them of the little of that guilt on the front end. Hey, keep it if you want, if this means a lot to you.
Absolutely. If it does, if it means something to you and it brings you joy, by all means, please keep the item. I don't need it. But if you know what, hey, sometimes we just don't need things or we don't want it, or we can do a better use with the money or with something else, then by all means, please come on in and see me, and I'll be more than happy to take care of you.
Yeah. I just wanted to reiterate, you're not a pushy guy. In that moment, take your moment, take your time before you make your final decision. And of course, walking out of the store is always an option. You always make that clear to people.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Patrick on line one. Patrick, what do you have?
I have an autograph book that my dad, he knew somebody on the White Sox back in 1963, and he got me and my brother all the autographs of all the White Sox, 1963 White Sox, and on the Cubs also.
Oh, wow. That's neat.
That includes seven Hall of Famers.
Oh, between the two of them, Ernie Banks, Minnie Minoso, is Billy Williams there by 63?
Yes.
Santo is there in 63? No, maybe a little before Santo's time. How many more?
Santo was there.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to risk them all, but that's a one item that is.
Getting one important one that went on to another team. Lou Brock.
Lou Brock. Lou Brock. Yeah, I was just going to say Lou Brock. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Jack Heinrich had it behind the glass. There you go. All right. So what is that? Something like that? I mean, that's a valuable item.
What is the item that it's signed on?
It's in an autograph book.
Oh, it's in, okay, that's right. You did say that.
All on individual pages in an autograph
book. Yeah, yeah. Cut signatures are a great way to collect, autographs. But it's definitely an item I would love to purchase if you have an interest in selling.
Patrick, he's got a big smile on his face. I know you can't tell how much things are worth. You'd have to authenticate and look at all that stuff. But
yeah,
seven Hall of Famers is a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a very nice collection. So my suggestion to you is if you want to sell it, I'd be more than happy to look go over everything, look at it, and give you a fair price for what you have. But if you didn't actually want to sell it, I would encourage you still to get the stuff authenticated so that your heirs have an item that is, already proven genuine and authentic, since it sounds like you have the first-hand account and they would not.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yes.
Great.
Sure it does.
Patrick, where are you calling from today?
Homewood.
Homewood, okay. Just swing on up and head on to Westmont and visit Brian the Cashman, 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Tom, you're on WGN. What do you have?
So, huge Hawks fan, season ticket holder back with all those Stanley Cups. I have a 2-foot by 4-foot, it looks like a painting, but it's obviously digital, of Duncan Keith, an action picture of him.
Cool.
And I have him autographed, and I have the picture of him actually autographing that single picture that a friend of mine who's a photographer created it for me.
Oh, that's smart. Nice. That's cool. And Duncan Keith now in the Hall of Fame. So I don't know if that piques interest in people's minds.
It does. It always does.
That's cool, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a neat item to have. And of course, having the photo along with it is always a nice added bonus, showing him signing the item. But having a true third party, one of the reputable third party authentications is best. That kind of seals the deal on that, for authentication wise. That's definitely a good item. Item like that, you're probably looking around 100, 100 and a half, something like that.
All right, Tom. All right, $150 maybe. Okay. We are running out of time pretty quickly here. Someone has a Pee Wee Herman doll in the original box that talks when you pull the string.
That's love it.
Would you want that?
Sure, bring it on in.
That's, collectors want that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's never used in the original box.
I'd love to see it. Bring it in.
Bring in the Pee Wee Herman.
I'd love to see that one.
16 West Ogden in Westmont, 630-969-9600. We didn't get to a lot of texts. We're going to save those because you're going to be on next Thursday with me, right at the top of the show.
Yep.
All right, so we'll be listening then. Brian, take care, my friend.
All right, John. Thank you for having me.